You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. The massive tunneling machine that we call Bertha is still stuck and stalled 60 feet underground along the Seattle waterfront. Officials from the State Department of Transportation are supposed to give some details about what's going on later this afternoon. For now, though, nobody knows why Bertha's been stuck for almost a month. She may be a state project, but Bertha's progress is tied to several Seattle city projects. John Laser is director of major projects for the Seattle Department of Transportation. Hello, John.
Hi, Marcy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, will you tell us what SDOT projects are directly related to what's going on with Bertha?
Yeah, sure. We have a wide range of projects, all the way from the Spokane Street Viaduct project we completed a couple of years ago to our Mercer Corridor project in the north. They're all very much related to the viaduct replacement. But in particular, our seawall project and the future waterfront program are very, very much connected to the tunneling project.
So if Bertha is stalled, what does that mean for those directly connected projects?
Well, for now, there's no real impact, but our ongoing coordination with WSDOT is really critical, and it is something we invest a lot of time and effort into to make sure that any delays in one project don't cause problems for another.
Well, so aside from talking to each other to make sure that you know what's going on, what other methods of collaboration are you guys involved with?
There's a lot of detailed planning. A good example currently is we're working with WSDOT to remove the historic Washington Street boat landing pergola. It's currently in their work zone south of Yesler Street, and we need to secure that historic building and move it out of that site before we can start our seawall project. So we're working with them on the details of how we get access to that site, how we work basically in their sandbox and get that thing out of there while they're working.
Can you do that while Bertha's tunneling is delayed?
Yes, we can, and that's what we're working on right now. We're trying to get that moved by early February.
How much is the tunneling delay costing Seattle taxpayers?
I would say nothing directly. WSDOT's funding for the tunneling project does not include sort of direct dollars from Seattle taxpayers.
But indirectly?
Well, Seattle taxpayers are state taxpayers and federal taxpayers, so to the extent that federal dollars and state dollars are used for the project, Seattle taxpayers are also on the hook.
I'm talking with John Laser. He's director of major projects for the Seattle Department of Transportation. That major projects, many of them, they're all over the city, but there are many along the waterfront, half dozen, would you say?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see this delay impacting the tunnel, the state project, it may not necessarily delay the city projects, but it's got to have some kind of cost overrun impact when we're looking at the seawall, doesn't it?
I don't see a situation right now where where delays to the tunnel boring machine would impact the seawall project in that way. We do need to continue to work with the state to make sure that the whole collection of projects can be successful. We're working to advance our Mercer Corridor project so that we can close Broad Street in mid-2014 so that the tunnel boring machine won't be delayed when it arrives at the North Portal. And then we want the state to be successful in their tunnel boring project because we plan to redevelop the central waterfront when they're done, and we don't want to see that delayed beyond when we intend to start.
And when is that?
2016.
We hope. I have just a last question, John, and it has to do with water table issues. I've heard that as they've been trying to get down through the nose, if that's the word, of the Bertha borer to see what's going on, that water has filled in and that's more water than they originally thought. And it got me to wondering how it affects the structural integrity of the viaduct.
I haven't been paying close attention myself to the technical details of the dewatering, but I can tell you that WSDOT has a extensive and very active real-time monitoring network, both for the viaduct itself, but also for city utilities and buildings. So they're keeping a very close watch on any settlement impacts to all of those structures, and they haven't seen any negative consequences yet.
You'll tell us if we shouldn't drive on it.
Absolutely, Marcy.
John Laser, Director of Major Projects for the Seattle Department of Transportation. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Marcy.
It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde.